And we are welcoming Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan. We always look forward to your show, Margaret, and there's so much to talk about. First and foremost, this Supreme Court decision on vaccine mandates. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. How is this going to affect things? I know it's going to have an impact on the vaccine mandates that are set to go in effect in Minneapolis and St. Paul. What kind of impact will that Supreme Court decision have, you think?
Well, it is an impact to strategy to be really brutally honest here. This isn't a policy that was actually being implemented yet, so it's not like a rule was just peeled back. This was an argument over the premise of the rule in the first place. The Labor Department hadn't been going around writing tickets, in other words, to businesses that weren't complying. But this was really intended as kind of a pressure campaign more than anything else to get businesses with 100 or more employees to roll out testing within their own facilities or to mandate the vaccination of their employees. So, this was definitely controversial for the federal government to do this because it is typically, and the Supreme Court has upheld, the right of states to mandate vaccination.
Testing, you mentioned, is such a huge part, a huge push right now on the federal level. Where are we at? Are they getting access to more tests and getting them to the places that need them?
Well, the White House announced yesterday that they were going to be ordering even more tests to be rolled out and distributed. What we'd heard to date is that, the money had been allocated, right? Like the way we function as a federal system is that the states are supposed to be taking action. So when the federal government gave $10 billion, for example, to schools to try to roll out a testing program just last week when we were speaking to the education secretary, he was saying schools should have the tools to have the tests. Well, we learned that isn't actually the case. Either districts didn't order tests, that the states didn't, or they couldn't get access to the supply chain to be able to get these from companies. And that's where the federal government's stepping in to try to scale up manufacturing of some of these kits. They promise helps on the way that may help the Midwest, that may help the midsection of the country as the Omicron wave sort of moves in that direction. But for the East Coast, it's a little late.
Voting rights are going to be taken up in the Senate on Tuesday. Snow and COVID are playing a role in this. Democrats had hoped to challenge the filibuster. That unraveled yesterday. What kind of an impact will that have for next week?
Well, this shouldn't necessarily have been a surprise to have the two consistently no votes stay no votes. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona stood up and said they hadn't changed their mind. They won't agree to change Senate rules in order to lower the threshold from a 60-vote requirement down to a majority of just 50 votes in order to get legislation through. The White House has been arguing that on the issue of voting rights, that it's so important that there should be a carve out, that there should be some kind of rule change in order to allow for these bills to pass. Republicans have shot them down four times now. And the argument is that it is essential to upholding the democracy of our country. That's what the White House argument is. Republicans argue that they don't like all the provisions in these bills. Long story short, President Biden is really twisting arms. He had Senator Manchin, Senator Sinema at the White House. We're learning this morning the former president, Bill Clinton, is also lobbying for this to be done. So this does seem to be an active, full-throated campaign here by Democrats. It's not yet clear that they can get two of their members to buckle.
So the snow is really having an impact, I understand. They had to kind of wrap things up early yesterday, send people home?
Well, the snow and bad inclement weather here has been disruptive, as have all the travel issues because of cancellations and lack of staff due to Omicron for folks to return here to Washington. That has been a story now for a few days. But the work is still underway on this front.
So tell us what we can look forward to this Sunday.
This Sunday, we will be talking about the continued impact of Omicron's surge. We have the Republican governor of the state of Maryland, Larry Hogan. We will look at the economic impact because I know I'm a parent of young kids. So many parents are worried about, do I drop my kid at daycare? Are they safe? They're not vaccinated. I can't protect them other than, hoping that those around them are vaccinated. What do we do? We're going to talk about the economic impact of that with Betsy Stevenson, a former advisor to the Biden transition. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, will also join us.
Thank you so much, Margaret. We always appreciate chatting with you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.